Hello and welcome to What's My Tagline? I'm your host, Carol Flagg. Thanks for tuning in today. On this show, we put our microphone in front of a variety of industry experts to understand the factors influencing messaging, branding, and reputation in healthcare. You can follow the conversation on Twitter at hashtag What's My Tagline and follow me at Carol Flagg. My guest today is Amy Proffitt, Director of Marketing for the College of Healthcare Information Management Executives, aka CHIME. She joins me today to talk about CHIME's role in advancing transformation in healthcare and her role in the organization as its marketing director. Amy, thank you for joining me today.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, I've been trying to get you on What's My Tagline for quite a while, so I'm glad our schedule is kind of finally aligned.
Right, the stars have aligned, yes.
Stars of a life. Well, I know you're coming off your big CIO forum for the fall, so great to have you, and we'll talk a little bit about that further in the conversation. But first and foremost, my first question to all my guests is, if you had to describe yourself as a tagline, what would it be?
Yeah, I kind of laughed when I had this question because I'm so used to marketing everything else besides myself. I actually had a coworker help me. So mine, I think, is creating the possible out of the impossible. And as we talk, I think that will become apparent why that's my tagline.
Yeah, yeah. So your coworker gave you a little guidance, but when he or she said that, I'm sure that resonated with you.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah, cool. Well, then we're going to call you the magician, I think, through our conversation.
I love it.
So before we talk about CHIME, tell us about your background, how you got into healthcare, and your current role at CHIME.
Yeah, thanks. My background is really varied, I would say. I think a lot of people in my position maybe follow a certain path that always has been marketing their whole lives. My degree is actually in psychology, and I have a specialization as well. And I was working and going to school, and when I was working, I worked for a statewide hospice organization. I just had volunteered for them and fell in love with people. And so while I was working in that role, they actually had me start to do marketing and just learning from the team there. And it's really about storytelling. And at that level, it's a very personal storytelling when you're talking about people at the end of life. And for me, it married two things that I love is creativity and people. And so it just kind of stuck. And that psychology degree has been very beneficial as I've been a leader in my role. But I just continued on that path, and it just sort of stuck with me, and I've continued to follow in marketing. So now, without giving away my age, I've been in marketing for over 20 years.
You started, I'm sure you started when you were 12, so.
Yeah, how did you know? But it's been predominantly in healthcare just because I love the whole storytelling behind healthcare and how people and technology intersect to improve lives. And I have seen that over and over again. And healthcare as its own thing has played just a huge part in my own life, because I have done direct patient care. So there's just this special space there that I think really speaks to me to be able to tell people's story and, you know, talk about how technology and care improves people's lives. I just think it's a really sort of magical spot to be in.
Yeah. How did you end up at CHIME?
How did I end up in CHIME?
Yeah.
I worked for a hospital prior to coming to CHIME, and I really felt that I had sort of reached the height of what I could accomplish. And I without sounding negative, I love problems, or I should say I love challenges. And when I saw the opportunity come with CHIME, they were really growing very quickly. And they hadn't really had someone in this position at all. And I just really felt it was a great opportunity to come in and problem solve and experience the growth with them. And I love solving problems, and I love pushing the envelope and really pushing people to that next level of excellence. And it was just the perfect opportunity. It was back to the storytelling about, you know, talking about technology and people and really helping to drive the bus and help CHIME grow in an area that they've kind of been working quietly behind the scenes doing this amazing work all over the world and not a lot of storytelling about it. So it was just this awesome opportunity, and it has just been an awesome ride so far. So
yeah.
That's how I'm going to be here.
Speaking of storytelling, I can't imagine there are very few listeners out there who aren't familiar with Chime, but for the few that might be, can you give a story about how Chime started, what the mission is, and what the organization is looking to accomplish?
Yes, definitely. So Chime began in 1992. So in my eyes, it's still a very new thing. Yep. You know, in 2017, we celebrated 25 years. And then this year, we're celebrating 25 years for our foundation. And what Chime does is it advances and serves healthcare leaders in the industry and works toward improving healthcare globally, really through the utilization of knowledge and technology. So we work to provide tools and knowledge to our members so that they can do their job better, which ultimately means that we're providing the tools to people who are improving lives. So when you look, you know, our CEO, Russ Branzell, talks about this. You know, when we look at our why, it's very easy to get caught up in kind of like the nerdy things that I love, all the technology, but ultimately we're helping people all over the world get improved care. And so we're supporting the people that do that.
And a lot of, probably not exclusively, but your focus is certainly on sort of that CIO type, right? In an organization,
yeah.
You know, that is your, yeah. that is the heartbed of the membership, or the heartbeat, I guess, probably more accurate word, of the organization. Is
yeah,
that right?
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. We talk about who we're looking at bringing into Chime. It's the highest ranking IS executive for a healthcare organization. So, you know, this part of it was very new to me when I came here. I was really fascinated by what that could mean. So yes, definitely CIOs. It can also mean CMIOs, you know, physician
right.
leaders, and CNIOs, nursing leaders, and CTOs and CISOs. More acronyms than you can shake a stick at, but really, we
all
needed like a glossary, you know. But really, all the people who are just driving tremendous change in the organization, and these are folks that usually report to the CEO or the COO or the CFO, and partnering with them to make change in an organization. So that's who we work alongside and provide resources and education to, and, you know, networking opportunities, all of that, because those people are really driving change and, you know, advocating for our patients and things like that. It's a really important role for them, and it's important that we do everything we can to support them. And, you know, technology changes at an incredible rate, so we really have to stay at the forefront to make sure we're giving all of our members, you know, the exact tools that they need to be successful in their work.
Yeah. And you're also, the organization is also involved in the public policy side of healthcare delivery. Talk a little bit about that and how Chime is sort of, you know, advancing changes in the healthcare industry on the policy side.
Yeah, definitely. It is a tremendous effort. And especially I would say for me in the last year to be able to see all that we're doing, it's just been incredible. So we have a really dynamic team in D.C. We have our VP of Congressional Affairs and our VP of Federal Affairs, and they're really working alongside members to provide educational and technical policy leadership to Congress and the White House. And just to give you an idea of, you know, the vast amount of to-dos that they have, we basically have 8 topics that that team is advocating for in just in this year alone. And they have a public policy steering committee that they work alongside to really focus on what are the important things that affect patients directly that we need to have top of mind awareness and really be working with people in D.C. And like our big hitters really are, you know, cybersecurity, interoperability, and we have our opioid task force. Those are our big 3, but there's 8 that are the big hitters for the year that we're focused on. So there's just a tremendous amount of work that they do to make sure we're doing the right thing, you know, as an organization and helping our members do the best that we can for patients all over the world. We're advocating for improved care and safety, really keeping them safe. So it's really phenomenal. Whether you love or don't love politics, the work that Chime does in that space is phenomenal. And I think that's a super busy team over there. It's impressive to watch them work.
Yeah, yeah. They're champions in healthcare.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And they're so good at what they do, and they're so passionate about it. We couldn't have a better team sort of, you know, driving that bus or leading the charge.
Right, right. Well, you know, and the opiate crisis especially is, I mean, that's obviously a really hot topic right now. And I, you know, I think mm-hmm. certainly bipartisan, no matter where you're on the political spectrum. I mean, everybody has a stake in that.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yep.
Yeah. And so the other side of the coin of that, or you know, as you think about, as I think about Chime and the organization, public policy, and then what you do for the members, and a lot of that is driven on the innovation side, right?
Oh,
then,
yeah.
You know, right. So, you know, and when I think of innovation in healthcare, of course, I think about, well, these are the people that are thinking about what healthcare from a maybe a technical standpoint, or just from a delivery standpoint, what it will look like in, you know, 2 years or 5 years or 10 years, right?
Oh my gosh, definitely. I mean, even thinking about what happened in the last 6 months. And so, Chime has, I mean, it's really, we think about how much our cell phone technology changes, and that's not, I mean, it's important, but we're talking about technology that's saving people's lives. And, you know, when we talk about patient data and just all the things that impact patients, there's so much around innovation, and really Chime has done an excellent job at keeping our finger on the pulse of how that's changing and what that means for our members and what that means for patients around the world. And so, you know, we are doing so much. I always tell Russ, I'm like, you have to slow down because I can't even keep up with what you're doing. He's a busy man. But, you know, we're partnering with organizations around the world to really transform global healthcare. So it's not even just, you know, in the United States. We're looking at healthcare all across the globe. And so we're really trying to align our knowledge and close that digital gap. And so Chime's working with organizations. And then, you know, when we have our big events like the Fall Forum, we get to recognize leaders who in their own organizations are using innovation to change, you know, people's lives. And that, you know, so Chime is doing things with organizations. And then we see our members doing this incredible work. And a really profound example of that is Simon Lin, and he's with Nationwide Children's Hospital, and he used virtual reality to help pediatric burn victims reduce their pain.
Oh.
Like something like that, how could you even, to me, it's to even think of that is just an amazing concept, and then to impact something that an innocent child is going through is such a powerful experience. And so that's, you know, that's why I love my job so much, is I get to share those stories of our members doing this amazing work through innovation that I couldn't even wrap my brain around. It's fascinating to see all the work that's being done in all the healthcare organizations, you know, around the globe.
Yeah, yeah, an organization of champions. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to What's My Tagline, and my guest today is Amy Proffitt, Director of Marketing for Chime. So let's talk a little bit more about you now.
Okay, back to that. I don't have another tagline to offer, so.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm back to making the impossible possible. You know, you're the marketing director for a large organization, nonprofit organization in the healthcare and healthcare IT space, and that in itself is a challenge. Just, you know, from that nonprofit perspective, you know, talk about some of the things that you do as a marketing director to get the word out about Chime. It's a little, you know, I always think it's a little different than obviously a for-profit company or a company that is obviously traded on the stock exchange. You know,
right.
Their messaging, what they talk about and how they market, to me that's a different cat than a nonprofit.
Oh, definitely. I always call myself a marketing nerd, but I'm really, you know, we have to find that sweet spot, that balance between letting our members know and letting prospects know what tools we offer and what the value is, you know, around membership. So There is some of that, but I really like to exercise sort of the 80-20 rule and really driving value home to our members and content that helps them in their roles and not just who they are as a CIO or an IT leader, but who they are as a person. So, you know, we've started bringing in Chime Media, and that's really bringing in blogs and different ways that we can help our members be the best that they are in their role and talking about all of them as a person. And so, you know, a lot of that is just around storytelling and providing the resources to help them in their roles. And you have to do it in a balance. So you have to let them know the resources that you have as, you know, hey, if you join us as a member, this is what you can get out of it. But our bigger job is to provide all the resources and knowledge that our members need to do what they do. So really finding that 80-20 rule is really important, where 20% should be like, hey, Chime is great because of these tools that we provide. And then 80% is really providing those valuable tools and the content and resources that they need. And so it's really, it's that, and it is, you know, some of the storytelling, where it's not about Chime. We're here as a resource, but our members do incredible things every day to transform healthcare and the future of healthcare. And so, you know, going back to that personal side of what we do and the storytelling and connecting our members with one another so that they can collaborate and make change. And then, you know, we bring our foundation firms into the mix and showing the resources that they can offer our healthcare IT leaders. It's kind of exchanging all of that information and getting it out there. And so that's a big part of what I do. And then, you know, really the challenge is that we're growing so incredibly fast. Like I said, I'm always telling Russ to slow down. So trying to keep our members alerted of all the growth that we're experiencing and, you know, for example, how we're growing internationally or new initiatives coming up or things like taking on Most Wired and, you know, making positive change in all of that is, you know, making sure that we're getting all the messaging out that will help all of our members and getting it to them in a timely manner so that if they want to get engaged with us, if they want to be part of the change, that they can jump on that bus and join us. And so it's just keeping up with that pace, which is a great challenge to have. That's what I love about it, is every day is different. And there's so much positive change going on. You just have to keep up with it to get that message out to all the members.
And Amy, you mentioned Chime Media. Can you shed some light on that? What a media part of a nonprofit, right? You know, your nonprofit organization,
yes, yes.
You're membership driven, and you're obviously ChimeCentral.org, and you've been around for 25 years. But Chime Media, that's something relatively new, isn't it? Like that branding of Chime Media. Yeah, shed some light for us. Yeah.
Yep, I will do that. So earlier this year, when we were at the Chime Hymn CIO Forum, I had the great opportunity to, you know, interact one-on-one, face-to-face with members and just really understanding sort of their behavior and how they best consume information from Chime. And so I would say, you know, how do you stay connected to us? What's the best way that you stay connected to us? And for a lot of people, that's email. You know, we have the other side of it that people are like, I cannot keep up with my email. It's an insane pace. You know, I get hundreds of emails every day. And being a champion of the social space, I would say, okay, well, are you out there on Facebook or LinkedIn? And I was surprised by how many of our members weren't engaged socially at all. Just for a lot of them, it's just kind of one more thing, or it's time they don't have to, you know, go out on those platforms and look. And so, being that I love challenges, I thought, well, we have so much valuable information in the social space. How can we make that accessible along with all these other things we're doing? How do we get all of that sort of in a one-stop shop for our members, even those members who don't have social profiles? Like, how could we possibly get that all to them without, of course, you know, adding another email in their inbox? So that's where the birth of Chime Media came to be. And it's basically a one-stop shop for all things media related that help tell Chime's story and the story of our members. So in that space, you know, it's chimecentral.org/media. And in there, it's open to everyone, which is great. So even people who just want to get a taste of what Chime's about, they can go there and look. But our members can go there as well. And in that space, they can consume videos that we have. We just did some live streaming at the Paul Forum. They can see our keynotes in there. We have our photo gallery from all the different events that we do, and that's really fun. You know, we have a whole slew of offerings in that space. They can get press releases and things like that. But my favorite addition really is the blog space, and that's growing every week. We have new additions in there. But, you know, I wanted people to have a one-stop shop where they could get new information and consume different forms of media in one space. And so if they don't have those social platform spaces themselves, they can go on there and see our feeds from the different platforms so they can still keep up with what we're tweeting about or what's going on Facebook, and consume our audio, you know, component, consume pictures, and also get some added information like blogs where we hear from other leaders in the industry and valuable content that they can offer to our members. So it's a new add-on that we thought, you know, if I had 20 minutes in my day to consume any media I could that's valuable in my role, where would we put that? Where would that live? And that's what Chime Media is all about.
Right, right. So sort of taking all these, you know, avenues of content that we deal with on any given day, really, and putting it under one umbrella so that, you know, yeah. I, as that busy CIO, only has to go. They're visiting Chime anyway, right? They're visiting the website.
Yeah.
So right, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah. Right. That makes sense. Well, that is a great initiative, and I imagine you've got more coming down the pike. So tell us what's next. What's next for Chime?
Yes, I'm really excited. We're going to be debuting a radio show.
Yes.
For Now Radio in 2019. And oh my gosh, just being at the Fall Forum, even before that, I have so many people who are like, pick me, you know, to get on the show. So that's going to be focused on policy and innovation. And the awesome thing is that is changing, you know, even though it will be a weekly show, it changes at the speed of light. So we will always have new things to be talking about. And it's really, I wanted to give our members and our firms a voice. You know, there, like I said, you know, when I referenced Simon Lin, there are so many amazing leaders in healthcare IT. We want to hear, you know, what they're doing in their organizations, what challenges are they facing, what sort of best practice knowledge can they share with other members. So we want them to have a place where they can share that information with other members and other, you know, experts and leaders in the health IT space. And that's what our vision is for doing that show. So I'm super excited to bring that to the table in the new year.
I teed up that question for you because we obviously here at Healthcare Now Radio, we are so excited about Chime's show. The show is debuting in 2019. And so we're ecstatic, and you know, we think that just reaching an audience in this growing space of internet radio and then podcasts on demand is a smart way to be educating members and non-members alike with everything that you guys are doing. So we've got just a couple minutes left here. Yeah, I know. It's a fast
forward.
It does fly by. So when will people be able to see and attend a Chime event next? Where are we going with that? You just had the Fall CIO Forum, which was a huge event, obviously. What's next?
Yep. So we're recuperating from that, and then we're going to be going to the Chime Hymn. The Chime Hymn CIO Forum is in Orlando, February 10th and 11th. And so it's a little earlier this year. So that's coming up really fast. And then we have our CIO boot camp in Chicago in April 13th through the 16th. And so those are our two big main events. We also have a CMIO Leadership Academy in June. And so those are, event-wise, those are some big things coming up. We're also going to be partnering with Maryland Hymns for Leadership Academy out there March 6th and 7th. We're very excited about that.
Nice.
And then it's not an event that people can attend, but it is an important event, is we're going to be opening the Most Wired survey here in early spring. So I know we had a lot of questions around that. at the Fall Forum, and we're really excited to kick that off again in the new year.
Amy, what's the best place for people to learn everything about Chime?
Yep, great question. They can go to chimecentral.org. And like I said, our media page is also open. You can get a little bit different snapshot of Chime there. And that's chimecentral.org/media.
Great, great. Amy, I want to thank you so much for your time today. It's been great learning more about Chime. And again, we're so excited about the show debuting on our radio station in January.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. So Amy's already given the website. It's chimecentral.org. So be sure to connect with Chime as well on Twitter at CIO Chime. You can share your thoughts or comments on Twitter at hashtag What's My Tagline, or visit the program page on Healthcare Now Radio to learn more about this show. Have a topic related to the show you want to hear about, or are you an expert who'd like to be on the show? Reach out to me on Twitter at Carol Flagg or email me at carol@healthcarenowradio.com. Until next time, I'm Carol Flagg, and I want to know, what's your tagline?